From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The Trump administration has warned North Korea that any threats to the United States or its allies will be met with a, quote, overwhelming military response. VOA White House correspondent Peter Heinlein reports that comments by three administration officials followed Pyongyang's latest underground nuclear test.
After briefing President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence at the White House, Defense Secretary James Mattis delivered a strong message to North Korea about its provocative actions.
We are not looking to the total annihilation of a country, namely North Korea. But as I said, we have many options to do so.
President Trump, in a tweet, called Pyongyang's latest action hostile and dangerous. He said he's considering an economic boycott of any country doing business with North Korea, and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said he's preparing a new round of sanctions. The UN Security Council is expected to hold an emergency meeting on North Korea Monday morning. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, the White House.
The mayor of Houston, Texas, Sylvester Turner, wants the world to know that the city is, quote, open for business as it cleans up and assesses the damage from Hurricane Harvey. He said anyone who is planning on a conference or a convention or a sporting event or a concert coming to the city, you can still come. He told CBS Television's Face the Nation on Sunday, we want you to still come. We can do multiple things at the same time. But for many who are in some water-logged neighborhoods, the word from Turner is to get out. He says anyone refusing to leave some neighborhoods is not only putting their own lives in danger, but those of first responders. This is VOA News. Kenya's opposition leader had some strong words about the recent presidential election.
Kenya's opposition leader, Raila Odinga, said on Sunday that his coalition will not share power. His words coming 2 days after the Supreme Court annulled last month's presidential election and ordered a new poll within 60 days. Speaking outside a church in Nairobi, Odinga said, "We will not divide the loaf," a well-known local reference to power. The Supreme Court ruled on Friday that the election board had committed irregularities that rendered the initial August 8th vote invalid. They overturned incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta's victory, which had been by a margin of 1.4 million votes. Though Kenyatta pledged to respect the court's ruling, he has, since Friday, referred to the justices in the country as crooks.
Reuters correspondent Saskia O'Donoghue reporting there from the Kenyan capital, Nairobi. Australia's Northern Territory will rename racist names on a number of landmarks that have long demeaned Indigenous groups. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
The best-known example of a landmark being successfully changed to its Aboriginal designation is Uluru, previously known by its colonial name, Ayers Rock. Academics warn, however, that the moves might not be universally popular in Australia, a nation, they say, has had problems acknowledging its often brutal colonial history, where settlers killed large numbers of Aboriginal people. In July, researchers published what they said was the most comprehensive map to date to detail the massacres of Indigenous Australians by European settlers. Australia's original inhabitants often complain about racism and marginalisation. They also suffer disproportionately high rates of ill health, unemployment and imprisonment. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Russia is demanding that the United States rethink its order to close three Russian diplomatic facilities, calling the closing a, quote, hostile act. The foreign ministry in Moscow, in a statement on Sunday, said, we consider what has happened as a gross violation of international law by Washington. We call on the American authorities to come to their senses and immediately return the Russian diplomatic properties, or all blame for the continuing degradation in our relations lies on the U.S. The U.S. State Department said Saturday it had seized control of three diplomatic posts vacated by Russia at the request of the U.S. government. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the VOA World News headquarters in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.